This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House for great fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. They're also open Mondays and Tuesdays for carry-out only from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Opie Chicken House in Opie. KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Friday, 727, cloudy, 70 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Brittany Heinrichs. It's time for an America's Project Playscape update. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like the weather has been not exactly your friend here when it comes to, essentially transitioning from fundraising to construction. But where do you stand here in the process now?
Yeah, that is definitely correct. Obviously, the weather plays a lot into construction. So right now, we finally, on this last past weekend, got our demo day. We did our demo day, and so all the old ball field was taken out, all the old fencing and everything, and that was a great event that we had a lot of community members that, you know, they're very resourceful that came and helped us break it down. And so that was a success. Now we are looking at, we will have a dirt crew coming in about 30 days to work on all the excavation portion of it. That's all the groundwork.
All right, Brittany, for those who may not be familiar entirely with Project Playscape, what exactly will be happening? What are you putting in?
We are putting in a baseball and t-ball complex. It's going to have two fields. Currently it did have just one field, and so we were demoing it out and repurposing the lot and lands to have two ball fields. It'll have all the fence. Everything will be new, the fencing, the dugouts, the signs. There will be a playground area, and the shelter house there would be renovated, along with new concessions and bathrooms that are in there.
Brittany, looping back here to the demolition day, what was going through your mind when you got to that point here earlier this month that the demolition process was actually underway? This has been a project that you guys have been working on for several years now to make this happen.
Oh, I was excited. It was, and it's also just awesome to sit back and just watch how the community comes together and they work at, you know, we all have the goal in mind is to put in these new ball fields for these kids. And there are so many people in the community that step up and they come out and, you know, they chisel time out of their busy schedules with their families and their work. And they came out and they got it done. And so it was pretty exciting to watch some of that stuff go, you know, like the backstop being pulled down and everybody working together. And so it was pretty amazing.
So as Chuck alluded to, this has been years in the making, started as a vision. So how much money did you end up raising, Brittany?
So originally our community goal was $400,000, and we were so excited. We surpassed that at about $415,000. And when we started getting back down to finally our construction started going and things like that, as everybody knows, you know, the cost of supplies have increased drastically. So we kind of had to come back to the drawing board, and now we are trying to raise, the goal is $485,000. So we have about, you know, $65,000 left to go. And so we are really working at, you know, reaching out to get donations still. We're putting together more fundraisers, and we are really avid on trying to get the rest of this money locked in so we can do everything that we originally planned.
You know, you should be very proud of what you have done already. That's an incredible amount of money to be raised and the community really coming together. But has to be just so frustrating to see that finish line being pushed forward more, isn't it?
Again, I mean, yeah. Come on.
It is. But, you know, I still feel that we can do this. And, you know, honestly, we've gotten this far, and there is enough money there to be able to do the fields. It's just,
sure,
if we can't get to that number, there are a few things we just might have to wait on. But I would love to see that we could make this $485,000 go. So we are just, you know, pushing forward, and we are hoping that we can get that new goal. And, like, the community is always amazing at these things. So, yeah, we're excited.
Brittany Heinrichs joining us again as we talk about Project Playscape. Demolition happening recently, construction getting started shortly, weather permitting here, for the project here this summer. You mentioned here about some of the fundraisers. What's tentatively on the schedule here short term for folks that they can put on the calendar?
Okay, so July 30th, 31st, and August 1st, we've kind of packed it in with a whole bunch of activities, so it's called the Weekend of Fundraisers. July 30th, we will kick off with a swim fundraiser, and it will be at the Jones Aquatic Center. We do have to pre-sell everything, but we'd have entry bands for families and kids to get in, and we're going to be doing some duck games, so there'll be a duck race at the Lazy River and a chuck-a-duck competition, and so you can purchase your ducks and your swim bands. The next time to purchase those is this Sunday. We're going to be down on Main Street over by the park from 4 to 7 p.m., so you can stop by and grab your bands and your ducks for that event. Saturday, it's fully packed. Saturday morning, we have a dodgeball tournament, and it will be at the NLC Gym. Anyone that would like to register for that, on our Facebook page at Project Playscape, you can go and there's the information on that. We will be posting the registration forms early if you'd like to register early. Right after the dodgeball tournament, it's going to go into a car show. It's free to spectators, and there'll be some food trucks there. And during that time, we've also invited the NLC cheer and the Northern Heights cheer in there, and we've also included the America's Fire Department. So the fire department will do a 50-50 raffle for some equipment they're needing, and the cheer will be doing a bake sale, and they'll also have a kids' carnival going.
That's a lot of stuff.
It is, and then we'll have the Artmobile there, and then it will move into Harry and Lloyd's, and Project Playscape has come in with like a summer bash, and it's got a lot of stuff going on there. 3 p.m. to midnight, we'll have a cornhole tournament, Bloody Mary competition, dunk tank, and DJ Traps Hit with a 50-50 raffle as well. And then we'll end it with concluding on Sunday with a pancake and biscuit and gravy breakfast. So yeah, this weekend is jam-packed with fun stuff for everybody.
Now, is that this weekend or down the road here?
It's July 30th, okay. 31st, and August 1st.
Okay.
Brittany, before we wrap things up, I wanted to ask you, because this has been a product that's been, as you mentioned here just earlier, it's been near and dear to your heart, near and dear to a lot of people's hearts here over the last several years. But as the process has gone on, have you seen this project maybe reaching more people or maybe striking a nerve with more people in the community than you expected?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everybody can say, you know, when they've had kids through this, the programs that are put on throughout in all Lyon County, you know, we all hope that our kids can participate in these kinds of activities. And I think everybody wants that for everyone in our county, you know. So in just Americus, you'd think, oh, well, it's just Americus people. It's not. It's all of North Lyon County. It's all of Lyon County that are in support of, you know, the ball fields here, and we see people all over that come to our fundraisers to help support this. This is for the kids, and so, you know, everybody's here for all the kids. So,
well, Brittany, when do you expect, if things go as planned, to be throwing the first pitch?
We are hoping for the second or third week in October would be an optimistic goal there. So,
all right.
As long as weather permits, there is one thing that I would love to say is that we are looking for a donor or a business or several together to help boost our success at that weekend of fundraisers by matching the funds up to any dollar amount that they ask for. So that's something. And then anybody that wants to donate towards this to help us get to that $485,000 goal, can send checks to the Emporia Community Fund and just reference Project Playscape. We appreciate everything that everybody does for us by volunteering, by donating. And so we just want to say thank you.
Brittany, great job. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you so
All
much.
Right, have a good thank day, you. Brittany Heinrichs with Project Playscape in Americus. They've come a long way, Chuck, and the finish line is near.
The finish line is near, even though the dollar amount has to keep climbing because of COVID-19-related costs. But still, you can find out more about Project Playscape on their Facebook page. Want to let you know that next week is still wide open on the Newsmaker slots, so we'll be filling, obviously, Mondays shortly. But if you want one of those next five slots, give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.
KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker this morning, brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KBOE Live and Local 736, 70 degrees. Stay tuned. Weekend weather next.
Are you dreaming about summer road trips or lazy days on the lake? Summers Auto Plaza has the vehicle for all your summer adventures. From comfort.